Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. Mom, do you know what song is stuck in my head today?
Skid Steer is always having fun.
I am not Flynn. Okay. But that's a good one. No, it's me and you and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice. What's the next line?
Oh, so, I have to do it again. I'm mad.
Okay, do it.
It had to be the only one for me is you and you for, and me, for me. So happy together.
Isn't it like the toss the dice? So something twice.
Sure. Okay.
What is it? But I don't know the line. Anyway,
you know, there's this thing called Google.
But I was just singing it as you popped on, and sometimes mommy knows best. That's what I've been taught my whole life, so I just thought I'd ask.
Okay. Mommy doesn't know, she finds the answer or tells you how to find the answer.
Just like a Disney employee.
Google.
All right, mama. How you doing?
Great.
Okay. We're great, Tony the Tiger. You want to hit us with the holidays of this week?
Sure.
Let's go.
Today is Peanut Butter Lover's Day.
My dogs appreciate... Oh, it's Blaze's birthday!
Happy birthday to Blaze!
Happy birthday to Blaze! He's 4 years old today.
Aw, look at him.
Sleeping on the couch behind me like a good boy.
Well, it's also National Pig Day.
He sometimes snorts like a pig.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do for his birthday?
Go to Big Bear without him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Tuesday's Old Stuff Day.
Love old stuff.
And World Teen Mental Wellness Day.
Mental wellness. Was that you or me? That just made a noise. Was
you?
I got an email at 9 p.m. on a Sunday. Get out of here.
Okay. Rachel,
sorry.
I have a new rule for podcasting.
I can't look at my phone.
Phones are off.
Says the woman who has taken multiple FaceTimes from Colleen Ballinger during the podcast.
Maybe one.
Listen, the girlfriend's in the other room. She's not going to be texting me. I got an email because I Venmo'd dad money right before we started this, and it had to email me about it. Wait, what was the last holiday you just said?
World Teen Mental Wellness Day.
We gotta get that's a big thing.
That is a big thing.
We need to just, kids, I feel like, should all be in therapy. Everyone should.
Yep.
And work on that mental health. Okay, what's next?
Wednesday, National I Want You to Be Happy Day.
I want you to be happy too. I want everybody to be happy. I think the world would just be better if everyone was happy.
Wednesday. I guess some people can only do it once a year, so...
That's true.
Aside just
because they didn't focus on their mental health as a teen.
Probably. March 4th, you're not going to like this day.
Ew.
National Grammar Day.
Listen, I'm for grammar. Listen, okay.
I like grammar too, but...
It's...
When you're texting and you're in a hurry, if it comes out you're instead of you are or...
Whatever. If you get the gist when you're... But when it's formal... I do appreciate grammar. Also, there's sometimes I get tweets and I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying because you don't use commas or periods. And it's such one giant run-on sentence. If you had just put a comma, I would have taken three seconds less to figure out what you said. But like...
The breath.
Grammar is there for a reason sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. Continue.
It's also National Sons Day.
Like a boy.
Trent and Christopher are my sons.
That just meant like the multiple suns in the universe. I was like, I think there's one. Wait, do other galaxies have suns?
Sure. I don't know. I'm not in them.
do we know anything about other galaxies? We don't. We can't.
They're
study
there.
Them.
We don't know yet.
But we can't.
They're there.
How do we know they're there?
I don't know. Science.
Mom, why aren't you NASA?
I
feel like our podcast just asks more questions than answers.
We are helping inquisitive minds, or making minds be inquisitive so they will go and find answers.
Yes, yes.
It's sparking questions.
Yes, okay.
March 5th is National Dress in Blue Day. Why dress in blue, you ask?
I want to know why. I do ask that.
It's raising awareness for colon cancer.
Colon cancer. Guys, go.
It'll kill you.
Colon's checked.
So do the things.
Colon cancer can happen in women too. It's just more common in men.
Well, I know it can happen in women.
Okay, but is it? I feel like it's more common in men because, like, they go get their prostate checked or something. What does that mean?
Well, the prostate's not there. That's
what
down there, but it's.
Is it like? Don't they get like a colonoscopy done? Don't guys have to get a colonoscopy at some point?
So do women.
Women get those too for like a routine once they hit a certain age?
Yes, ma'am.
So why do men complain so much if women are doing it too? It seems like such a guy thing. Oh, because they're just big old.
Women have babies and things
we're like,
and stuff.
Check
and
our boobs, check our hoo-haws. We're used to things just getting stick up us and running just.
It's not fun. A colostomy colonoscopy is not fun.
Yeah. Why is it? The world has made me believe that it was just a guy thing because.
The actual procedure is not that bad because they also give you a little bit of the. Stuff that makes you kind of go, everybody's wonderful. But it's the night before when you have to clean your intestines all out.
Yeah.
That's not the good part.
That's not fun.
I digress. The next day.
I'm still mad that society has made me think that's a guy thing because they complain so heavily about it. But
no.
It too,
it's both.
I am flabbergasted. Continue.
March 6th, Saturday, is National Oreo Cookie Day.
Snaps for Oreo cookies because they are vegan.
It's also National Dentist Day.
There you go. I need to go to that.
Yes.
I need to do that.
And Sunday is National Flapjack Day.
What's a flapjack? I know it's a pancake.
Pancake.
Is there a difference between a flapjack
and a pancake?
I think
that's when they started making them back in our pioneer days, like out on the prairies. They made those flapjacks.
Then why did we switch it to a pancake?
I don't know. It sounds better. Because it's a pan and it's kind of like a cake.
I personally like a good flapjack name
better. Flapjack.
I feel like there's probably like, whether it's made with like buckwheat or like a certain.
Maybe.
I feel like it's an ingredient that makes it.
I'm wearing my flapjack jammies.
That
is doesn't this look like a flapjack?
That's a buffalo plaid. Thank you very much.
It's also National Cereal Day. There, boom,
cereal hits every time.
Hey, I don't like cereal for breakfast. I like it for lunch, dinner, snack.
It is a fantastic midnight snack.
It's yeah.
It's not gonna fill you up.
It's not good in the morning because it's cold.
Yeah, no,
it's cold, and I don't want the crunching in the morning.
Because the world is too quiet. The world's too quiet in the morning to eat cereal.
Yeah.
Disgusting. You got to have it when it's loud. Oh, my laptop turned off and that's where my things are. Mom, do you want to see a thing that I don't know what to do with?
Yes.
It's this bear made out of fake roses.
Wow.
So this was just on my desk and I saw it just now. Blaze, this is not for you.
Did you make this, Rachel?
No. So right before, like 2 months before Valentine's Day, I was like, you know what would be a good video is if I tested Valentine's product from Wish, and they were supposed to get here like 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, and they all showed up after Valentine's Day. So now I have a bunch of Valentine things that I don't quite know what to do with. I just own now.
Well, and are you wanting to keep it?
No, I don't want this.
Wants that bear,
don't be offering my things, Mom. What are you doing?
You said you didn't want it.
Doesn't mean I want to like go through the effort to give it to someone.
Okay.
I just gave away my old mattress today. That was a lot of work. I don't want to do something else. Never mind. Okay.
Okay.
That it? That's all we got?
That's
holiday
it.
Wise?
See you tomorrow. Oh, you mean for the podcast. Okay. You might just.
What is this podcast anymore?
I don't know. I'm seriously wondering.
We're just a mess at this point.
We're just getting together on.
That's all it is.
Whatever
now.
Day.
We need a new intro because it's just get together. Here's some talking points if we need them. Get together when we can. Sunday night.
Yeah.
Exhausted. Both drink. Are you drinking tea? No, you're drinking water.
No, water. Water. Tea would keep me up.
I'm drinking tea because I need to stay up. All right. Well, before we move on to like the two pieces of news I have today.
Okay.
Let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right. Russ. Oh, God. Your names. You have them and I don't know how to say it. Russellon says Grace Helbig got engaged. Ladies and gentlemen, Grace Helbig, an OG YouTuber, got engaged. That's all I know. That's
okay.
That's congratulations to her. She did it. She got engaged. All right. Next on the agenda, Darby asks, she asked, and it was more of a statement, thoughts on Colleen vlogging for a year. My sister has vlogged every single day for the last year. I think she skipped one or two days posting wise. What's on my hand?
Oh, is it the bear? Did you print something? Did you touch your chair underneath where the oil is?
Mom, what? I'm dying.
Smell it.
I love you so much. Mom, I just pushed my hand and stuff. It's a bunch of brown stuff. What do I do? Smell it. Let me know what it smells like, Rachel.
Is it oil? Is it?
It seems chalky.
Huh. Is it the bear?
I don't think so because it's not on my other hand.
Oh, that's true.
What did I touch with this hand that I didn't with this hand? I don't know what happened to me.
I don't know.
I am absolutely flabbergasted. Okay. Well, I don't know what to do with myself now. I don't have a napkin. And we'll continue with this segment. Colleen has been vlogging every day for a year.
Yes.
That's a commitment. I can barely post 3 a week. That girl, that's a commitment, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't see her stopping until the COVID's over and tour starts up again.
Yeah.
I mean, she has entertained us all. So thank you, Colleen May Ballinger.
I think it's also her therapy at times.
It is. Her and I both work the same way. We just need to talk out our feelings. Nothing really needs to get resolved. We just need to put it out into the world, recognize it, and then it's okay. That's just what we do. And we talk about it all the time. Like, that's just how we do it. But I've enjoyed her vlogging. I feel like I've seen 90% of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. 90. I want to say I've skipped a few. I've been busy. I turn them on. I walk away. I forget they're playing. You know, things happen. But all right. What's the percentage you think you've seen of them?
Probably the same. Probably 90%.
Yeah. Shout out to anyone who's seen all 100% of them.
If I've gotten busy. Oh, you know what? I usually don't watch the ones when I'm there because I saw it in real life.
Yes.
And I'm busy.
Yeah.
It's when I get home and then if I've missed too many, then it's like, okay, that's done. And then I just keep going forward.
Yes. Yeah. If I'm like a week behind, I'm like, I'll just watch the today's.
Yeah. I'll get the gist of it.
She's really good at recapping. Like if you keep up with it, you're like, why? Okay, obviously we all know this, Colleen. Like, why are you recapping? But it's for people like us who like every once in a while, we're like, we get a week behind and then we're like, oh, okay. And she recaps it quite nicely.
Right.
It's funny that you say you don't watch the ones where you're there. I don't either. I'm like, oh, I witnessed this. I don't need to see it. But non-YouTuber people that are new always tell me it's so interesting to see the day edited together. It's like the highlights of their day. And they're like, that's so weird to see. And like they're like, the editing is so great. I'm like, I barely even edited. You're just seeing it from a different point of view.
Right.
We've been around it for so long. We don't need to see what we did already.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But mostly because I'm busy. So I don't have time to watch.
Yeah, you're like I already
anything.
Know.
Yeah.
All right. Something that's been going around the internet's brought the internet together this week. The lot Lottie, L-O-T-T-E. How would you say that, Mom? Lottie? Latte. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Latte. 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 One of those had to be right.
Latte would be L-A-T-T-E.
Listen, they might just spell it weird. I don't know.
Lottie?
One of those had to be right. They wanted me to talk about you had to be there trend, my favorite one. So there's this new trend going around where it's you caption it, you had to be there, and you post a bunch of photos from like an event that happened in the past that was either like really weird or nostalgic or whatever. Miley Cyrus did one where she just posted a bunch of stuff from when she was in like the Hannah Montana days. And it's just, people go, you just had to be there, like a weird tweet series that happened back in the day that confused everyone. We all forgot about it. It's so weird and you can't explain it now. It's basically posting things where you just, nowadays you wouldn't be able to explain it.
Right.
Did you and Blaze just shake at the same time?
No, he shook, so it made me shake. I was copying him.
What is that, a yawn? It's contagious? He's going to eat this.
He's wanting that.
He's going to eat it. I know. You can't have it. Oh my God. Blaze is on edge because he's been facing his fears this week. This week is this big, giant 90-pound pit bull is scared of about everything. So this week he has to conquer his fears, such as the garbage truck, buses, pots and pans falling. And today we found out that he is scared of the Zerbert noise, which is a raspberry. So,
yeah.
See, like, if you can watch him. I've been trying to desensitize him all day. So I gave someone a Zerbert today. I went like this. And he ran.
Oh, he just reacted.
And then he came back in and we started going just with our mouths, not even on skin. He wouldn't come back in the house. He was scared of me the rest of the day. So finally, it was just him and I. The house was calm. I got a beef jerky stick. And I sat down and I made him eat the beef jerky stick next to my mouth as I made that noise. And so now he's not running out of the room.
But he's not liking it.
This week, he has been on edge. And he's going to get worse before he gets better. But it's basically exposure therapy. And just like the vacuum, I put peanut butter on the vacuum and made him lick it off as I turned on and off the vacuum. Like he's understanding that like these are good things. I'm not going to die because a pot pan fell on the ground. So look, he is stressed.
But it's unsettling. It's unsettling.
You can go like this. Oh my God, a pan fell. But you can't go running out the doggy door and hiding outside in the corner for an hour. That's not what we're gonna do. Because excuse me, you're supposed to protect me. All of a stranger has to do if they want to break into the house is just like,
give you a Zerbert.
Just give me a Zerbert. Bang a pan real quick. He'll go running. Oh, that's why Snoop doesn't care about noises. So I got Snoop to protect me with that. And Blaze can do the rest. But come on, buddy. You're supposed to be a big, scary pit bull. You can't be scared of everything. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of dogs, this is terrible news that was so unsettling.
Oh,
Eddie
yes.
asked me to talk about this. Lady Gaga's bulldogs, French bulldogs, I believe, were stolen. Her dog walker was walking her dogs. I think it was one or two people came in and tried to steal the dogs, were wrestling him from the dog walker. The dog walker's obviously trying to protect the dogs. So they got out a gun and shot him in the chest. And then stole the dogs. Luckily.
The three dogs, yeah.
Luckily, they stole two and one got away, I believe. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch the video. It was watched next to me. I did not watch it, but I heard it. And oh my God, it was terrifying. Yeah. I do not recommend watching it.
No, don't watch it.
So freaking lucky. The dog walker survived.
Yes.
Insane that he survived. Absolutely insane.
Shot in the chest,
survived. Lady Gaga immediately offered a $500,000 reward, no questions asked. The dogs were returned. They were returned. And obviously the police are still investigating, blah, blah, blah. But like, holy crap. Mm-hmm. Like, Lady Gaga didn't even wait for a ransom or whatever. She just immediately was like, $500,000. I don't care. Give me my dogs back. Ooh. Ow. And then Jessica sent me this. so these people, this news article's going around, whatever, and then the dogs were rescued, you know? The dogs were found or returned or whatever. And someone commented, I'd be happy if these dogs were rescue dogs. What in the world? I don't care if those were backyard bred dogs, purebred. I don't care how you came about getting those dogs. The fact that they were stolen, a man was shot in the chest, and then they returned. That's, what are you even saying? I hate people. Like, get off your high horse.
Yeah.
Calm down. Did you watch the video?
Mm-hmm.
Ma, why'd you do that?
I was curious to see what had happened, but I didn't know that you were going to see someone get shot.
Yeah, it was.
That was kind of out of frame, but you didn't see the person.
Yeah.
The person doing the shooting.
The footage was from someone's home security camera.
Yeah.
Like, just, they had this.
And they went out, ran out and helped the man. Yeah. Another neighbor helped. Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't the good people, good Samaritans helping, because if they hadn't, you know, if they were, there's been incidents where people are too scared to go out and help and the person just dies, or they go, oh, someone else is going to help, and they don't, and then the person dies. So thankful those people were actually willing to do something.
Yeah.
All right. Last bit of gossip. It's not gossip. It's, I don't like usually talking about these things, but I'm just going to say what I've seen. Sorry, I don't know how to say your name. S-A-O-I-R-S-E. Sawyers?
What did this lovely person ask?
I'm so bad at names. They wanted me to say my opinions on the James Charles drama. I'm not going to give my opinion. I'm just going to state what's going on or what I've seen so far. Someone, a young man posted, minor. He's 16, posted that James Charles was grooming him. James Charles responded by saying this kid and him were talking. The kid told him he was 18. So James started flirting with him more. Something seems off. James said, wait, how old are you again? And the guy said, 16. James said, I can't continue this relationship.
Bye.
And so that's what I'm sure screenshots are going around now. That's all I've seen. I don't know if you want to look into that, if that's your jam to look into, go for it. I'll wait till it's more of a concrete thing to to say things. Okay. That's all. Oh, that's all the news I have, Mom.
That's it, huh?
That's it. I mean, that's all you guys wanted me to talk about. Listen, if you want me to talk about things, tweet them to us.
Give her things to talk about.
Podcast ATI, y'all. Podcast ATI. I did see on my own accord, Facebook's releasing an app where it's like a bunch of beats and you can rap to the beats. Like, you can make your own raps over the beats. I don't know. I also saw that YouTube is making it so you can pick how the level of how much YouTube can show your kids. Like, they can be like, only show them kid content, only show them PG-13 content, you can show them whatever content you want. Apparently it's a new thing they're rolling out. They always say protect the children, but really it's protecting their advertisers. So whatever. Oh, my friend Michelle closed all three activity rings on her watch today, as did I. Do you still wear an Apple Watch?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
We're buddies on it.
I know we're buddies on it. That doesn't mean that you still wear it. I don't feel like I ever get notifications from you, Mom.
Hey, I went for a long walk on the beach yesterday. Should have got that notification.
I don't remember getting that notification, Mom. All right. Before we move on to a game that I'm pretty excited to play.
Uh-oh.
Let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today.
Sponsor.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this game, Eddie actually asked us to play. Play the angry word game where you say a really happy word like fluffy or sunshine angrily.
Angrily?
Angrily. Okay, so Mom, you have to say the word fluffy really angry.
Get away! No!
Be angry.
Fluffy! Corey would be good at this game.
Yes, he would. All right. Say bubble.
Bubble?
That
was a question.
You were disgusted. You just acted like a disgusting
bubble.
You're
the one who's always yelling. You should say the words that are angry.
Bubble.
Bubble.
Bubble. Blaze doesn't like bubble, apparently. Bubble. Good. I've desensitized him. All right. Say sunshine.
Well, you're already doing it.
Sunshine.
Yeah, so you gotta say it really pleasantly.
Ah, yes. Sunshine.
Sunshine!
Sunshine! Oh, I'm so happy about this sunshine!
No, I was thinking more the sunshine burned my skin.
Oh! Dang it, another perfect day of sunshine! Okay.
Santa Barbara.
Butterfly.
Aw, butterfly.
Butterfly.
Gosh, I'm just not in an angry mood. Sorry.
I think you're doing great. The last one is unicorn poop.
Unicorn poop.
You're so disgusted by all of them.
I'm disgusted. I'm not angry. It's hard to be angry when I'm not angry.
Unicorn poop.
Oh.
That was good. There I spit.
There you go.
I was filming a cameo earlier today, and I just hawked a loogie in the middle of it by accident.
Oh.
So in the middle of talking, and it just like flew out and landed on my cheek, and it was the biggest loogie. I was like, how did that even come out of me? How did I have enough saliva in my body to produce that?
I don't know.
That's all I had for the game. You want to move on to some questions?
Sure.
Everyone asked for a squirrel update. No squirrel?
No squirrel. Those nuts are rotten out there in their little container.
Freaking.
But I do have a lot of scrub jays and woodpeckers. I couldn't remember the name, but I had to do their motion. Woodpeckers. A lot of birds.
All right.
Yeah.
Ava wants to know how my backyard is doing. Great.
Yeah.
I got pavers put down. I got a couch out there. I got a fire pit. My cousin Andrew is going to come hang out in my backyard on Sunday. I believe my mom might see my backyard on Wednesday.
Socially distance, yes, we will.
Yes, of course, socially distance. I have to. That's why we're meeting in my backyard. That's why people are seeing my backyard. I have to put a lime tree in still. But it's got some lights out there. It's a nice place to hang out. It's pretty good.
Now why do you prefer a lime over a lemon? Oh, you already have a lemon tree.
I already have a lemon tree.
That's right. And it's a good producer.
Yeah, and dogs can be around citrus. I obviously would love an avocado tree, but
That would take your whole yard.
Yeah, and dogs are allergic to like every part of an avocado tree.
You can put it in the front yard. They don't go in the front yard.
I don't want to plant trees in my front yard because it messes with the plumbing and gas line and things like that. It creates sewage issues and whatnot.
Yeah. So, I have a tree I need your help cutting.
I need to bring my chainsaw.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Do you, either of you, have a snack obsession like Colleen does with cookies? No, I don't. Do you?
Snack obsession? Not to her extreme level, no.
You go through your phases.
I do more of a phase thing. Right now, there are frozen bananas with dark chocolate coating.
Ooh,
on it.
That's really good in the summer. Oh.
Oh, it's good in the dead of winter. If I was in a blizzard, I'd still want one.
You taught me to just hate hot things. And
I've
been slowly trying to reprogram myself. Like my mom cannot be in a car unless there's AC running.
No.
It could be snowing outside. Mm-hmm. And she
I have to have it. I can't breathe.
Yeah. And it's annoying because it made me that way because I was always in a car with AC blowing. Yeah. And it's like, I want to enjoy the heater. I want to enjoy nothing. I would like to be normal. And I can't. But also, you never did hot drinks. There was never hot drinks in our house.
Hot cocoa. We did hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa and a hot apple cider on Christmas. But that's it. And I've slowly started drinking warm coffee in the mornings. And then now, like right now, I'm drinking a warm tea.
And that's fine.
I know it's fine.
For you?
For me. I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm just saying I'm mad at you that you ruined me.
I didn't ruin you. It's just the way it was.
But like, I can handle iced anything in any
weather. I couldn't give you a hot coffee when you were a child.
I fully drink coffee as a child. What are you even talking about? Stop acting like you didn't give me sugar, coffee, and Taco Bell.
I didn't give you coffee. We didn't drink coffee. I've never drinking coffee.
Christopher, Aunt Colleen, and then Amy. My cousin Amy was allowed to drink coffee, and so we always went and got frappuccinos together as a kid.
That was fine if you did that, but I myself was not going to make coffee to give it to you because I didn't keep coffee in the house.
Right. I always think back to high school. How did I have so much energy? I didn't drink coffee. Their energy drinks weren't a thing back then.
You had energy coming out of me. You were just a ball of motion, girl. Did you get that TikTok I sent you of that little girl scaling her? Did you look that up?
Yes, because you sent me a screenshot of instead of sending me the actual TikTok.
Well, because I don't know how.
Oh, I'll teach you. It's very easy.
No, you'll send me was going to, and they said you have to attach your phone, or I'm like, TikTok, you're not getting my phone number.
Oh, you don't. Then you can't.
No.
Okay. Yes.
So I knew you'd know how to look it up what I sent you. And this girl's scaling this refrigerator to get her cookies or whatever it was up above it and then sliding down.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is Rachel. This is so Rachel.
I didn't sleep in high school. Like, I remember falling asleep at 2 a.m. and waking up at like 7:30, and that was just every day.
In high school?
I didn't sleep.
You're supposed to sleep until 10 or 11 when you're in high school.
Eventually started getting first period off because we had block scheduling. I had 4 classes a day. So I started getting first period off and sleep until about like 8:30.
Yep.
That's how I rolled. Okay. Reagan wants to know, was your puke bowl also your popcorn bowl when you were a kid?
Yes.
Yes.
I still have it. Still use it for
Christopher
both.
Christopher does the same thing with his family. I don't have a puke bowl at my house because I don't have children. I feel like it's very much a child thing. Like, they aren't aware enough.
If you get sick enough that you can't even get off your bed, you need to pee. But Jessica gave me these cool things that they do at the hospital. It's like this baggy thing, and you can do that.
Yeah.
But thank goodness I haven't been sick like that for a long, 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 long time.
Same.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the last time I had the flu, again, I will always have energy. I'm that person that's like, we're laying in bed, and you're like, oh, this needed to be – I'll go good. I'll do it. Like, I can just get up and go do it. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Even I could, the last time we all got the flu, I got up every time to make it to the bathroom. But kids don't, they can't understand their bodies enough. They don't listen to their bodies enough to know, oh, I have 10 seconds to puke. They go, I have 1 second to puke. It is coming out
Sometimes
of me.
Sometimes it's just bleh.
Yeah.
A second.
You have a barf bowl next to their head so they can just turn and go.
Sometimes it, depending on the child, you have one on both sides.
Yes, I remember you doing that. We had a yellow one and an orange one.
Yellow and blue now.
Blue. It's that shiny blue one. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I've seen
it. But two yellow ones, and now we have a blue one.
All right,
and I don't think we've puked in the blue one. I think I kept that one pukeless
because it's newer and we're all grown.
Yeah. So, if you need one. The yellow one's there.
I do not need a puke bowl. I don't need it.
Okay.
I really don't.
It's here if you need it, Rachel.
Thank you. All right. Mom, this question is for you.
Oh, no.
You're not going to like it. But a good point has been made, and I must ask the question. Danny says, hey, bestie Gwen. So she likes you, but she's got to know the answer to this question. Why can't we call Rachel Gachel or Christopher Chris, but your name is Gwendolyn, and we call you Gwen. Confusion era. Why do...
Feel free to call me Gwendolyn.
I know, but
feel
you
free.
Don't... But this... Yeah, great, because that's normal.
I might not answer going who, but that's
but
okay.
Why?
Well, everyone can call people what the people want to be called. I will
She's
not be
fiddling.
Calling
She's
Rachel
fiddling.
Gatchel, and I will not be calling Christopher Chris.
No, that's not the question. That's not the question. How? Listen.
The question.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
Listen.
Go ahead.
I'm listen.
Listening.
You're getting defensive.
I'm listening.
Okay. Oh, I'm listening. Okay.
I'm listening.
All growing up, if someone said Chris,
didn't we do this last time?
Yes, but
why
this
are
is
we
a good?
What was the question? No, just say the question Danny asked.
Why
can't we?
Why? Yes, but because listen, we're talking about how all growing up, whenever someone said Chris, you said right. Topher. Mm-hmm. How come when someone said Gwen, you didn't go Olin?
Oh, I did all through second grade. And my teacher still called me Gwen because that's when I found out I had a different name. So I tried, but it didn't work.
With one teacher. So you gave up?
Hey, that's a whole school year. That was a determined 7-year-old.
It was one human being.
Well, and all the classmates.
But like, I don't know. I just think it is a little hypocritical.
No, hey, I tried and it didn't work.
But what did your parents call you?
Gwen. Guinea girl. Gwinnie girl.
Stop playing with your microphone.
Oh, sorry.
You're fine. Okay. I'm just bringing that to your attention.
Well, Danny, you can call the peoples what they want to be called or if they don't mind being called.
Okay. We're at that point. Okay.
I will use the names I gave them.
There you go. That's totally fine. You can do that. Just saying, like, you can't get mad at other people. For nicknames.
I'm not mad.
I know.
No, I'm not mad.
You're not mad now, but there was a time and when it annoyed you.
Yes, because we gave him a name.
Yes, but your parents gave you a name.
But they never called me Gwendolyn. Never.
But you just said your teacher in second grade was the only person that called you Gwen.
No. I found out when I was 7, going into the second grade, that I had another name. It wasn't my name wasn't
Gwendolyn.
Gwen, it was Gwendolyn. And it was like, whoa, I want to be called Gwendolyn. Mm. And they didn't.
All right. Okay.
The
end. Okay. And the last question we have, Eve asks, would you rather have clothes that are too big or too small for you?
Too big.
Who in the world would say too small?
I don't know.
Mine
are already too small, so I want them too big.
I'm wearing an oversized
hoodie.
That's
my fault.
I'm wearing an oversized hoodie and oversized sweatpants right now. Everyone's going to choose too big.
Too big.
Too big. Every time. If it's not too big, it's too small.
And it's uncomfortable.
Yes. All right. That's all the news questions info I have. Mom, do you got anything else?
I have nothing tonight.
I think Blaze is done.
My brain's already shut off tonight. Shut off tonight.
Same.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right. I love you, Mom.
I love you.
Remember to tweet us things at Podcast ATI anytime through the week. I check it. Check the whole week's worth
right before we record. All right, Mom. Take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at Podcast ATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridans, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.